тайнами. Бажаю вам щастя, здоров'я бажаю. Хай серце радіє, душа хай співає, а настрій святковий весь рік не зникає. Бог предвічний народився, прийшов днець із небес, щоб спасти людський весь і утішився. Прийшов днець із небес, щоб спасти людський весь і утішився. Наш для всіх нас, нам народився. Месія, Христос наш, і спас наш для всіх нас, нам народився.
That was Ukrainian-American singer Andriana Knapp from her Christmas CD, Wondrous Star, A Ukrainian Christmas, and traditional Ukrainian Christmas greetings, followed by the quintessential Ukrainian Christmas carol and prayer, which opens all Christmas celebrations in traditional Ukrainian homes and gatherings. And that song is Bog Predvichnyi, God Eternal is Born. Христос рождається! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Merry Christmas all. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McCory, your host, known as Pavlina in Ukrainian. Thank you so much for joining me here on «Наш голос» on this Christmas Day program. Whether you're tuning in on Christmas Day or later via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, the podcast, or in flight, welcome, vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with a seasonal cultural capsule. It's about St. Nicholas, which in Ukrainian tradition, as in non-Ukrainian tradition, comes before Christmas, actually, on December 19th on the Julian calendar. So we're not really late at all, as Ukrainian Christmas is January 7th. And anyway, in the non-Ukrainian world, St. Nicholas is synonymous with Santa Claus, so we've got both calendars covered here on December 25th program. As well, we'll have an interview with Keith Perron of PCJ Media, the man who has taken Nash Holos into international syndication. As usual, we'll have a proverb of the week and, of course, plenty of great Ukrainian Christmas music. And coming up next is Shiptitsky School Choir from Montreal, from their CD, Usmikhnetsya Sonechko, and actually it is a St. Nicholas song. It is called Zen Zelen.
О, святий наш Миколаю, загости до нас із раю, з янголятами малими і з дзвінками голосними, і з собою забери чемним діточкам дари.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming – the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
The BC Ukrainian Festival Society extends best wishes to all its volunteers and participants, the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC, for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Veselich Svyat I shchaslivogo Novogo Roku.
Через шкло кльово так, самому в хаті скоро Різдво, і Миколай бородатий. Скоро українці будуть співати не просто так, без причини будуть колядувати, і Миколай бородатий. Миколай бородатий. Дивлюсь з вікно, сніг лопатий. Хтось там йде до нашої хати, то не якийсь Дід Мороз, то Миколай бородатий. Мені принесе він нову гітару, до вас прийде також незабаром. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. La 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 la
різдво, Христос ся рождає, нова радість стала, вертепи співають, падає сніг лопати, чекаємо свята. Шинки, компаси і оселедці, пампушки і вушка, кутя і прецлі, будем колядувати, і Миколай бородатий. Миколай Миколай бородатий, скоро Різдво, Миколай бородатий, скоро Різдво, і Миколай бородатий.
And that was a group from Ukraine called Plach Yeremi and a song called Mikolai Borodachi, Bearded Saint Nicholas. Up next is Picardiska Terezia, also from Ukraine, and a song about a North American version of that persona, Saint Nicholas, known in North America as Santa Claus. Here's Picardiska Terezia now.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you where you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, better not fall, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Oh, On behalf of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, I'd like to express our very best wishes to all of you, in particular to those that serve our community as clergy, volunteers, donors, and supporters, as well as to the Ukrainian families and all the good people of Canada. I wish an enjoyable and festive Christmas season, health, happiness, and good fortune in the new year. З нагоди цього радісного свята, Рождества Христового, вітаю всіх наших добровольців, працівників, жертводавців і прихильників. Та бажаю кожній українській сім'ї і кожній українській людині та всім людям доброї волі, веселих і радісних свят, багато щастя, кріпкого здоров'я, великих успіхів і Божого благословення у новому році. I would also like to congratulate Paulette, Pavlina Macquarie, and the Nash Wallace team for their 20 years of community service. You have been informing and stimulating our community for 2 decades. I wish you much success for many, many more years to come. Христос рождається. Славімо Його. Christ is born. Glory to Him. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
that was Bandura Virtuoso Victor Michalo, formerly of Australia and now living in Toronto. And that is from his CD Bandura Christmas Magic. And the song was a French Christmas carol, actually Burgundian, from about the 18th century. And it's called Patapan. And before him, you heard from the Kiev Chamber Choir from Ukraine and an English carol from the 18th century, Ding Dong Merrily on High. And back to the St. Nicholas theme. Here now is Vasil Pavlovsky with a cultural capsule.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. When I was growing up, I had the good fortune of receiving gifts twice in the month of December, and it wasn't even my birthday. Gift giving at Christmas time is a fairly modern tradition in the Christian faith. In fact, the Catholic Church forbade the giving of gifts in the Middle Ages, only to later revive it as it became associated with St. Nicholas. However, it wasn't St. Nick or Santa Claus which was the first to hand me a gift in the month of December, but Svetý Mykolaj. In certain regions of Ukraine, children would write him before the day of Svetý Mykolaj, which falls on December 19th. They would leave their letter on the windowsill for him, but most important of all, they would say a prayer to him, asking for good health for themselves and their parents. Svetý Mykolaj would come in the night between December 18th and 19th and bring the children presents and leave them under the child's pillow. However, if the child had received a switch along with their gift, it served as a warning to them. Simply put, they should think about their behavior, or the following year they may not receive a gift from Svetý Mykolaj. There are probably many individuals of the Ukrainian diaspora who can recall as children being prepared for what non-Ukrainians would call a Christmas pageant. But really, it was a Svetý Mykolaj concert, a theatricized production in which all children would be involved, all with a little verse to say, and often accompanied by song. One of the most famous songs that nearly all Ukrainian children know is Oi, kto, kto Mykolaja lubit? Who loves Mykolaj? Mykolaj would often arrive and banish the devil from the stage. Then he would distribute gifts to the children, calling them by name and often asking them, had they been naughty or nice, prior to giving them their gifts. The theme of Svetý Mykolaj is not only ingrained in traditional Ukrainian folk songs, such as the one mentioned, it also has made its way into contemporary music. The opening phrase of the song is even used as a lead-in for Haida Maki's song, Nechai Nechai. Taras Chubai, back in 1995, released his song, Borodaty Mykolaj, Bearded Mykolaj, and sings about how he's going to get a new guitar, as well as all the great food that is possible after the Lenten period is over, with the coming of Ukrainian Christmas on January 7th. Though there are also modern arrangements of more traditional pieces, like the song Svetý Mykolaj by Menestrelli from Lviv. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's cultural capsule featured the Ukrainian holiday of Svetý Mykolaj.
Забывай.
From Ukraine, that was Haidamakia with Nechai Nechai. On the line with me now is the man responsible for taking Nash Holos into international syndication and in the process introducing Ukrainian music and culture to a new audience of radio aficionados around the world. His name is Keith Perron, and we go back a long way. Keith helped me get back on my feet behind the mic when Nash Holos resumed broadcasting back in 2000 after a four-year hiatus. He was with me for about a year, teaching me the controls and offering on-air tips. What I learned from him served me very well after he left to pursue broadcast opportunities in Asia in 2001. After Keith left for China, we exchanged the occasional email, and a little over a year ago, he called me to offer an opportunity to syndicate Nash Holos on a shortwave radio station based in Miami, Florida. Now, how could I refuse? An opportunity to share Ukrainian music and culture with a new audience, and to work once again with a veteran broadcaster of unparalleled talent and skill. For all his outstanding accomplishments, though, Keith is actually very modest. So I'm taking advantage of this opportunity to toot his horn and to introduce him to those of you who may be wondering about the guy who's taking Nash Holos and me to new heights in radio land. So I'd like to introduce you to Keith Perron, who joins me now from his studio in Taipei, Taiwan. Keith, thanks so much for coming on the air here on Nash Holos.
No problem, Paulette. And the only thing I can say is toot away.
Well, I want to thank you, Keith, for all you've done over the past year to introduce Nash Holos to listeners who might otherwise not have discovered the program. And we'll come back to that, but I want to get back to your broadcasting career. You've been at it a long time. When did you start, and where did you go?
Well, when I started, wow. I think the radio bug probably hit me when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. And I remember listening on this very old shortwave radio that we had at home, listening to Radio Moscow, listening to Radio Ukraine International, listening to the BBC World Service, and saying to myself, you know, this is what I want to do. And probably when I was 16 or 17, I landed a job as a gopher in a local AM station in Montreal, just doing little odd jobs, doing mainly technical stuff, because that was the aspect of radio that I really enjoyed. And then one day, out of the blue, I met a guy that was working for Radio Canada International, David Smith. Up until that point, I had done a little bit of on-air work, not that much. But he was going to go on work assignments for RCI And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he said, you know, we still haven't found a replacement. Do you want to do it? I was absolutely godsmacked because I didn't have any formal training in it. And I was probably maybe 19, 20 at the time. And I went, oh, hell yeah. and I still have some of those recordings. And when I listen to them now, the only word I can use to describe them, I can't say it on the air, but it, I mean, they were just awful. But they liked me enough. I don't know why, when I think back, why, you know, that after he returned, they offered me some more summer replacement work for the different services that Radio Canada International used to have at the time, like for Africa, the U.S., Latin America. And that was it. That's how I started my use the term professional career as a broadcaster. After my contracts were not renewed at Radio Canada International anymore because of massive budget cuts around 1992, I then found my way to Havana, Cuba, where I was working for Radio Havana, Cuba, the external broadcasting service of Cuba. And then in 1996, I ended up in Europe, freelancing for Radio Deutsche Welle and Radio Netherlands. Did that for a bit, and then went back to Montreal, did some work on some local stations. And then one day, I went to Vancouver just to visit a friend of mine I hadn't seen in 10 years, and decided when I was there, you know what, I'm going to go back to Montreal, pack up my things, and move back to Vancouver.
And then we connected at CHMB. You were there for about a year. And off you went to China.
Yeah, then it was one of those things. I mean, maybe I've been lucky, but I always seem to be at the right place at the right time. And when I was offered the job to go to China, it was something that I couldn't turn down, you know. And then I did something which I'd never done before, and that was to open up a cafe.
A cafe.
Yeah, a real cafe, you know.
Where you drink coffee and have sandwiches.
Have drinks. And it was located in a very prominent art district that's in Beijing. It was called Moi. And I enjoyed it immensely because I didn't have to wake up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning to do a morning show. Mm. And I didn't have to think every day, what am I going to do the next day? What am I going to do the next day? So I was still freelancing, but I was doing something else. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, what happened was there was this guy that came into the cafe, and he was in the music industry and knew media people. And he said, oh, if you're ever in Taiwan, you know, check me up and see if we can do something. Well, 6 months later, I called him up. I said, look, I'm thinking of moving to Taiwan. And he gave me a contact of a radio station, and I was hired over the phone. Well, here in Taiwan, my main job is hosting a jazz show on Central Radio Monday to Friday. 2 hours every night, as well as freelancing. And I host the Happy Station Show, which this year marks the 82nd anniversary. Next year will be 83 years the show's on the air. Initially, when I revived the Happy Station Show, which is not a radio station, it's a show. That's the original name of the show that first aired on PCJ, Philips Radio in the 1920s, 30s, early 40s. And then after the Second World War on Radio Netherlands until the mid-1990s. You know, the nice thing about doing shows for an international audience is that you actually have a lot more freedom, and you could do a lot of things that you can't really do on commercial radio or local radio. If I look at this week's show, playing Bert Klemfert and James Last, but then, you know, I play like a hard rock band.
So is that a really eclectic mix? Is that what made you think about bringing Ukrainian content to the airwaves?
Well, when I came up with the idea for PCJ, it was just to have a platform to distribute the show on. And when I was looking for content, I remembered yours, and I remember thinking, you know what, there isn't anything else like it out there. Okay, sure, there's Radio Ukraine International, but that's mainly, it's only 30 minutes, and it's mainly news, and it's mainly very serious, serious, dreary cultural items from Ukraine. Nothing happy, nothing silly, and I remember you played polkas, right? The polka thing, who could I contact? Well, contact Paulette, you know. And that was basically it. So I thought, well, you know what? The show is interesting. And when I started PCJ Radio, I wanted to have programming that was international in the sense that somebody listening to the music, it doesn't matter if they're, let's say, in Vancouver where you are. It doesn't matter if they're in Taiwan where I am. It doesn't matter if they're in Mumbai, India, or Swaziland, Natal in South Africa, or in Botswana. They could still listen to it and enjoy it because it's unusual and exotic. That was the main reason behind it. And I remember saying to you many years ago, when I was teaching you the studio at AM 1320, when your show was only 30 minutes, I always just say to you, God, I really love the music.
You did.
The music's fun. Mm-hmm. The music is fun, you know? And to me that's what it's about. It's bubbly, and you could be silly, and you sound like you enjoy doing the show, which, you know what, the audience is very smart. If they know that you're enjoying doing the show, even if you're having a very bad day, they will enjoy it.
Well, it is a lot of fun. I mean, I can't think of anything that really is more fun than radio. Where exactly is Nash Holos being broadcast around the world on PCJ Media?
28 stations officially that are part of our partner list. The actual number is higher because on the website I said, you know, if you're a broadcaster and you're looking for content, the material at pcjmedia.com is yours and it's available free of charge. Some stations do the courtesy of letting me know, but quite often they don't.
Wow.
You know.
And these are FM,
yeah,
AM, shortwave, or a combination?
Well, it depends on the market. For New Zealand, we're on World FM, and that, of course, that's an FM station. We're on in Kenya. With that station, we have a special arrangement because their internet is extremely unstable, so I physically have to mail them tapes. That station is also, it's FM in the capital, Nairobi, but for the rest of Kenya, it's on shortwave. And the signal that they're putting out also reaches some of the bordering countries, as far down as South Africa that I've heard. South Hearts in the UK, that is on FM, on some different frequencies. And then, of course, Radio Miami International. Radio Miami International is based in Miami, but they don't. Their main target audience is the Caribbean and Latin America, and they do have some hours that they do beam towards North America. And, you know, I know right now a lot of people will be saying, oh, shortwave, that's like so old technology, so Cold War. But people would be very surprised to know how many people every week listen to shortwave radio. The number from the BBC statistics is in the millions. And as for the hits, actually, for the website, all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, I started to get these massive hits from people in the Ukraine.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I told you about it, right? And, you know, right now I'm looking at the statistics chart, and it shows the two top countries are, number one, Ukraine, number two, the Netherlands, Canada, South Africa, Singapore, Australia, Japan.
And these are
for PCJ and actual, like, clicks on Nash Holos. People in the Ukraine are doing Google searches for Ukrainian Radio Canada and being linked to PCJ through Google, you know. But the best place is actually that you can hear the show, which is the direct feed that we use when we send the shows out. You would hear the exact same feed that we would be sending to any radio station that wants to pick it up just by going at pcjmedia.com.
Okay, gotcha.
So
it's live radio.
It's live radio. Yeah. The feed is going out live. It cannot be downloaded. It cannot be stopped. It just continues.
Okay. Very much like when somebody in Vancouver tunes into AM 1320 at 6 p.m. on Sundays.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, as I said, you don't stop. And I'm going to give a shameless little plug here for a program that we do together. And that is Media Network Plus, which just debuted last month.
That's right. That show started because there was a show at Radio Netherlands for many years called Media Network, and we actually started streaming some of the classic editions of the original show. And when we started doing that, I had a few listeners writing me, and they said, well, if you're running the classic editions, why don't you come back and do new versions of the show? And I thought, okay, great. You know, I don't have much time the way it is. But I thought, I do have the time to put together a one-hour special a month, and we'll call it Media Network Plus, looking at different aspects of the media, in new technology, historical things, what's going on in radio today, what's going on in, what happened in radio in the past, and stuff like that. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm already doing the Happy Station show. The last thing I want is to have people say, PCJ Radio, the voice of Keith Parent, you know? So I thought, you know, I'm going to ask Paulette McCrory to host. And that was basically it. And, you know, it's kind of odd because you're in Vancouver, I'm here in Taiwan, but we record the show as if we're in the same studio.
Right.
And I've had, like, after we did the first one, a listener wrote me in and he said, I can't believe that you guys are in totally different opposite part of the world. You're in the evening, she's in the morning, but it sounds like you're together.
The wonders of modern technology.
The wonders of modern technology. My reply back to him was, I said, well, physically I'm there, but mentally I'm probably somewhere else.
Oh, gee, thanks, Keith.
Well, no, I don't.
I know what you meant. And you always mean well. Well, thanks so much for talking with us here on Nash Holos. Thanks very much.
You know, Paulette, I really think you should do a party polka blast on Nash Holos. And you can make it, you know, like a James Last nonstop dancing record, you know.
Well, listen, Keith, I just might take you up on that. Thanks again so much for joining us here on Nash Holos. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I was speaking with Keith Perron of PCJ Radio, host of the Happy Station Show and many others, and of course the syndication host here at Nash Holos. You can find out more about Keith and the PCJ lineup of programs, including Nash Holos, the international edition, at the PCJ Radio website, which is pcjmedia.com.
Блищить, коли кутком чить, молодий на сміх радісно звучить, зловлики дзвенять, серце веселять, як гарно разом їхати, пісеньку співать. Ей, передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у саня. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у саня. Десь день чи два тому я запросив кому, бо що за радість їхати у санях одному. Аж капа як на гріх занесла просто сніг, заметовох наскинула, то вже нам буслів. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у саня. Ніч ясна, дзвінка пісенька луна, гуляймо ж, друзі, весело, бо юність нас одна. Як коника візьму, вівса йому сипну, і як у поле вийдемо, усіх пережену. Гей, передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело удвох мчати у санях. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело удвох мчати у санях. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у саня.
And the Ukrainian name for that song was Peredzvin, and that was performed by the Premake brothers from their CD Zustrichamo Svitle Sviato, which is a tune that you'll be hearing a little later by a different group. And up next is a song that might get me in a little bit of hot water, unless I explain it. This next song is not really a Christmas carol, and it really traditionally shouldn't be played until the new year, because it is a very classic New Year's carol, and everyone in Ukrainian circles knows this. However, it has become a very popular carol in non-Ukrainian circles. In fact, one of the most popular carols in the world. And so I'm going to play for you now the Guelph Chamber Choir doing the anglicized version of the traditional Ukrainian New Year's carol, Shedrik. And here they are now, the Guelph Chamber Choir with Carol of the Bells. You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Management and staff at Soloway Travel in Burnaby extend best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Христос рождається і щасливого нового року.
Чудо-чудо повідають. knowledge bringing, shepherds exclaiming, wondrous tidings are revealing. Born is the Savior, come and behold, his angels are singing, skies and proceeding, their homage bringing, shepherds exclaiming, wondrous tidings are revealing. Пречиста діва породила сина. Христос родився, орва плодився, ангели співають, зорі вітають, поклін вітають, пастирі іграють, чудо-чудо повідають. Христос родився, орва плодився, ангели співають, зорі вітають, поклін вітають, пастирі іграють, чудо-чудо повідають. Як Вифлеємо, як Вифлеємо, новину звістили. Христос родився, Бог воплотився, ангели співають, царі вітають, поклін вітають, пастирі грають, чудо-чудо повідають. Христос родився, Бог воплотився, ангели співають, царі вітають, поклін вітають, пастирі грають, чудо-чудо повідають.
And from Winnipeg, that was Duet Morena, two lovely ladies by the names of Marika and Irena, and they combined their names and came up with Morena. And that song was Nebo i Zemlja, which means heaven and earth, from a CD called Joyful News, Vesela Novena, and it is all bilingual. So if you're curious about Ukrainian, the translation of Ukrainian lyrics to carols, this is a great album to have, and you can order it through them at their website, which is duetmarena.com, and that's D-U-E-T, duet, and Marena is spelled M, like Mary, A-R-Y-N-A.com. And before them, as promised earlier in the program, that was Zustrichaimo Svitlis Viato, and now you know what that means in English, and that was performed by Calgary's Kurinya Folk Choir. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com, and you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Najami Vshiskin Chila Nashi Programu. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some words of wisdom. Світло і вода приносять для людей дуже багато добра. And our proverb of the week translates as light and water are the greatest blessings. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I'll leave you with one last tune. It is called Rizviano Tema, which means Christmas theme. It is performed by an artist from Ukraine by the name of Ruslana. This is from a CD that she did that was entitled The Last Christmas of the 1990s, and you'll recognize that theme pretty quick. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.